It's time out for sports on WFAE. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. This week, we're going to talk about local high school sports and the pros. Joining me is Langston Wirtz, a longtime sports writer for the Charlotte Observer. Hi, Langston.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. So, the NBA All-Star Game was this weekend. It took place in Chicago.
The 2020 NBA All-Star Game. It's the 69th annual NBA All-Star Game with Team LeBron going against Team Giannis.
There were some Hornets in the mix. They weren't in the lineup for the actual game, right?
No, they were in the rookie game. PJ Washington, Devontae Graham, Miles Bridges played in the rookie game. And on Friday night, it was a really good experience for those guys. And Miles Bridges just went nuts. He had a Tracy McGrady-like play where he threw the ball against the backboard and caught it in midair and did a windmill dunk. He had several just phenomenal dunks. Devontae Graham participated in a three-point shootout, did really well. And I think it's good for the brand. I think it's good for the players to get to rub noses with some of the best players in the league. And I think it will help the Hornets guys and also make them want to go back next year, so it helped them elevate their play. When Kemba Walker was here, he would talk about how he got a chance to pick those guys' brains all weekend.
And speaking of which, Kemba Walker was in that lineup.
Kemba definitely played really well. I loved the format of the game last night, going to 157. You had to have a game winner. Chris Paul from Winston-Salem actually was one of the proponents of making that change. It was a really phenomenal one final hour where these guys really went at each other to try to win the game.
Also, on a sad note, during the All-Star Game, there was a tribute to NBA legend Kobe Bryant, who we all know died tragically in that helicopter crash last month.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Magic Johnson came out at the beginning, and they had a moment of silence for 8 seconds. Jennifer Hudson did a phenomenal job, and then they changed the name of the MVP award, which Kawhi Leonard won after scoring 30 points for Kobe Bryant as well. So it was just a phenomenal night.
And as you said, Magic Johnson, former L.A. Laker legend, talked about Kobe, and let's just listen to a little bit of that.
We'll never see another basketball player quite like Kobe, scoring 81 points in one game, scoring 60 points in his last game, and then winning 5 NBA championships.
Well, let's stay with basketball. High school sports, high school basketball conference tournaments are this week with finals Friday.
Yeah, it's a big week for the high schools. The public schools actually have their conference tournament, so they'll play Monday and Tuesday all the way through Friday. And the championship games are Friday. And then on Saturday is one of the biggest days for high school basketball because it's the day that the state association puts out the pairings for the playoffs, which begin next week. Everybody's kind of sitting in front of their computer waiting to see, you know, who are we playing. It's a big deal.
Well, Langston, it's Black History Month, as you know, and there's a documentary about the first Black professional hockey player. That's coming on tonight, right?
Yeah, on ESPN2. It's called Willie. It's the story of Willie O'Ree, who broke the color barrier in the NHL with the Boston Bruins in 1957 and 58 and endured several racial incidents. He was actually playing against the Blackhawks. He was physically attacked by an opponent who knocked out his teeth. And, you know, he was taunted racially a lot.
And that's something that has gotten a lot of attention, the lack of diversity in terms of players in hockey.
Yeah, I mean, I read it's like $7,000 a year as a kid to train and play. And the developmental leagues are very hard to get into. I think I read there's 999 players last year in the pros, and 5% of them were minorities. You know, hockey just has a lot of barriers. The equipment, the training, in around here in the South, we just don't have a lot of, there's not like big high school teams. There's nothing to kind of look at and say, I want to be that guy.
UNC Charlotte's football coach, Will Healy, he has a new contract, a very good contract, I understand, with a little twist to it.
Yeah, I mean, they gave him a boost, and they started talking about the contract, I believe, when the team was 2-5 and struggling. So the athletic director, Mike Hill, has done a phenomenal job at Charlotte, you know, really believed in him. But the thing that was interesting is that he has a $600,000+ buyout. So if he leaves, and, you know, coaches don't pay it, the new school has to pay it. They have to pay Charlotte the $600,000. I don't know the exact number, but they have to pay that. But they also have to schedule a home-and-home with Charlotte. So if, you know, just throwing a name out, Florida was to hire him, you know, they have to pay the buyout plus schedule a home-and-home with Charlotte. So can you imagine what the crowd would be like if Florida came to Charlotte? So Charlotte gets paid not just the buyout. They get paid on that big home date. And it's also probably going to be on television. So it's a really neat twist to it for Charlotte. So I thought that was nice.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah. And I understand there is some breaking news today regarding Mallard Creek High School.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, Mike Palmieri, who is one of the best football coaches in North Carolina, certainly top five, started a program in 2007, built him into a national power. They've been nationally ranked every year, Gwen, since 2014.
Now, this is their football?
Football program, yes. The head coach is leaving to go to Denmark High School in Georgia. So it's very big news in the high school football community that, you know, the coach of your powerhouse program is leaving. And Mecklenburg County, unfortunately, has dealt with this several times before. Just last year, we lost another one of our best coaches, Aaron Brand, who took a job in South Carolina. And it normally revolves around money because CMS doesn't pay well as compared to some of these other places. And it's an issue, and it's going to continue to be an issue with us losing our best coaches.
Okay. Well, Langston, thanks for bringing us up to speed on sports this week.
You're welcome.
That's Langston Wirtz, a sports writer for the Charlotte Observer.